This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. It took an act of Congress to make it possible, but Archer Daniels Midland has loaded a great big boat full of U.S. corn and is sending it to Cuba. The Mazatlan was loaded with 24,000 metric tons of corn and is leaving ADM port facilities in Alma, Louisiana, bound for Havana. We're joined by John S. Kavalik, who is president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council. He went to Louisiana to see the shipment off. First of all, could you just tell us how it's possible with a trade embargo with Cuba to sell corn to Cuba?
Well, most people think the embargo means that you're not allowed to do anything, but the embargo actually means that you're allowed to do certain things. And in this case, U.S. companies are permitted to export food products, agriculture products, and healthcare products to Cuba.
Now, this is related, isn't it, to hurricane relief?
Yes, it is. On November the 4th, Hurricane Michelle swept through Cuba and did considerable damage. And several days later, the Cuban government inquired about making purchases of agricultural products and food products from U.S. companies. And so these purchases and ADM with the first delivery is a part of that request.
How much money is involved here, and who gets the money?
The total value of the orders from the Cuban government thus far are about $30 million, and they're everything from corn to soy to wheat to rice to poultry and a yet undefined healthcare product quantity. And the purchaser is a entity in Cuba called Alimport, which is responsible for purchasing products for use by the Cuban people.
Does this represent some kind of a camel's nose under the tent, or opening the door a crack or something to trade with Cuba? Does this mean that there may be more trade with Cuba?
Well, for those that don't want there to be trade, they're viewing this as sort of the proverbial elephant trying to get under the tent. For those who are seeking more of a relationship, they're hoping that this is the elephant under the tent. The reality is somewhere in the middle.
You went all the way down to Louisiana from New York to watch this boat loaded and see it off. How were things down there on the docks?
There was a lot of excitement because farmers throughout the U.S. tend to live by hope, and for them, this is symbolic, certainly. It's not a lot of money, but it represents a change. Something like this hasn't happened since 1963, and the fact that it happened in Louisiana was significant because Louisiana lost about 5,000 port-related jobs due to the embargo being put into place in 1960.
Mr. Kavalik, thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Kavalik is the president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, a nonpartisan group which provides information about Cuba.